Somebody came over to me a while back, and he called me up with the following shaila, and he said to me, "What do you hold of baby wipes?" So I said, "What do I hold of baby wipes?" I said, "It's awesome." He said to me, "Yeah, so I found it was a pesik, someone that a rov, I think it was a spadish rov, one of Kamina, he found it was a rov that hold it was mutter." So he starts telling me, "How can you say it's awesome? Is there a rov that holds it's mutter?" I said, "Listen, brush it. Go through the sugya, open up a Gemara, Shabbos, open up a Shulchan Aruch. Go through the sugya yourself." No. "Go through the sugya yourself, and you'll come out, la'alocha le'mais, and you let me know." Le'mais, he never called me back. He never let me know. So I have two options over here. Option number one is that he didn't go through the sugya. Option number two is because he went through the sugya, and he didn't call me back, because le'mais, there's not much to call me back for. Le'mais, there's a world war. Forget le'mais, the world war is the wrong word to use when it comes to baby wipes, because the world war is mashma that there are two sides and there's a fight. La'nias daiti, after Be'ez Hashem, you guys will be hearing the sugya and the poiskim la'locha le'mais, you're not going to be seeing much of the two sides. So let's Be'ez Hashem, kederech like we do with the Shir Be'ez Hashem, is we like to go through the inyonim mitchila va'ad seif, and I want you guys Be'ez Hashem to come out with what's the maskanas asugya, what are the poiskim, what are the gedolei poiskim bismanenu saying, and the maaseh, is there a limud schus for people that do use them, and is there any mokrim bechlal to be meikel? So the first thing we have to do is as follows: we have to figure out what issur is the baby wipe. What issur does it come under the lamates melachas? So we know as follows: there's a gemara in Shabbos daf kuf yud aleph. The Gemara in Shabbos of Kufid Aleph says as follows: there's a mice over there with a Mesuchraisa Dunazaisa, which is a type of barrel, and this barrel was filled with wine, and there's a hole in the barrel that has a tap, a faucet, which allows the wine to come out from it. What the problem was is as follows. Rashi's Masbik, beautiful, the Gemara over there. Rashi says like this: the problem was that when you make a hole in a barrel, it's not shy to make the hole big yuk, mummish the same size as the tap. So what they did is they made the hole slightly bigger, and when you put the tap in, it says push it loose. So in order to make sure that the wine doesn't come out, is you take a towel and you wrap the towel tightly around the handle, and then you stick in the whole thing. Today that the cloth around the handle sealed up the rest of the hole. The shaila in the Gemara is, are you allowed to use such a barrel on Shabbos? Are you allowed to open and close? Are you allowed to remove and replace this tap on Shabbos Kodesh? Obviously the issur being that liquid will be removed from the cloth. Again, it's going to be wine, this I have to speak about. So there's two issurim that we have to go into in order to understand what's going on over here. And again, this is very negaya, because if you tell anybody that it's Oscar, they're going to say to you, why? So Baruch Hashem, once you know what the Gemara says, once you know what the issur is, so Baruch Hashem, it makes it much, much easier, even for yourself to understand. Like I mentioned, I had a young man that came to me, he pushed and said to me, if I go home and tell my wife I can't use a baby wipe, I'll be sleeping in the bath tonight. That's what he said to me, pushed, I can't tell my wife. It's a very sensitive subject, and it's for this reason that I don't generally enjoy giving a share of this topic, because I know that a lot of people are very sensitive to these halachas. It's the gay of Bochum and Yeshiva also that use it as well. So Mamela, it's something that I think is very, very important. And now Baruch Hashem, we have the Siyata Dishmaya, hopefully, with the Shefa after the Nevis. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll have Siyata Dishmaya to come to halacha lemaisa. So there's two issumas as follows. Issa number one is the Issa of Dosh. Dosh is one of the lamates melachas, says the Mishnah in Shabbos. Dosh meant as follows: to remove an inner thing from its outer casing, right? Classic dosh was to take some kind of shell that had some kind of nuts, some kind of things inside it, and to remove the nut, the inner thing, from the outer casing. That's a classic dosh, right? I'll tell you a classic dosh, halacha lemaisa. Rav Vosnin Shevet Halevi has a tshuva, and he says that if you open up a monkey nut, a peanut on Shabbos, you've been over on an Issa Daraisa. As we state Rav Vosnin Shevet Halevi. Now he writes over there, I know that most of the Olam is chaylik on me, and most people do not hold to this mahalach. Every year, whatever it is, he holds it Daraisa. Most poskim hold that it's muta afila chatchila. But why is that dosh? Because you've got an outer casing and an inner casing. To remove the inner casing from the outer casing, that is going to be dosh. Now, there is a machlekes rishonim if we say schitas begodim is daraisa by dosh or not. Most rishonim hold Schitas begodim. That means if you have a liquid absorbed inside a cloth, to be seichet, to remove that liquid from the cloth, will be in a sedoy aitsa. Kach is the shita Rashi, the Rashbo, the Rosh, the Tosfos, the Ram, the Shulchanot, the Begodim, the Shulchanot, the Tosfos Shabbos, b'cholei. The minute they hold that a person has liquid a cloth, he's over on an issim in that Torah. Now, there's two melachas a person can be over on when he squeezes a liquid out of a cloth. Issa number one is malabin, right? Malabin is the issa, is the prohibition of cleaning. And like we know, just very, very, very bekitza, malabin is, for example, like a washing machine. How does a washing machine work? A washing machine works, there's three stages to every wash. That is, number one, shriya, the water comes in. Number two, shifshuf, the begodim get spun at a high speed, which causes them to stain to go off. And number three is going to be the drying process, which causes the water inside to get squeezed out, and that is the last process in the washing machine. What this does is, if you take a cloth and you make it wet, that's another doraisa. If you scrub it, that's also doraisa. But to squeeze the liquid out of a cloth on Shabbos makes it cleaner. So to squeeze liquid out of a cloth on Shabbos, number one, is a shayla of melaben. It's a shayla of laundering, of cleaning, because by removing the liquid, the dirt comes along with it, and that's why it's an issa of melaben. That's issa number one. Issa number two is when you soichet the beged, pashtus, it's got a din of schita de dosh. Schita de dosh means that just like you have an inner thing and an outer thing, and you extract the inner thing from the outer thing, that is classic, classic dosh. And that's lemaisa, what Tosfos and Ksuvos Davov tells us, v'shem Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos and Shabbos Kufir Aleph, the Rosh, the Rashba, but many, many other Rishonim tell us that when you have liquid absorbed inside a cloth and you squeeze it out, that is going to be schita de dosh, and mimela, that is going to be an issa de oraisa. Now, according to most Rishonim, and this is how we paskin halacha, is as follows. In order to be over on the issa of dosh, on the issa of squeezing or schita, when it comes to begodim, you have to want the liquid. You have to want the thing that you're taking out. For example, if you open up a monkey nut because you don't want the monkey nut, you want the shell, that will not be a deraisa, that will be a derabanan. Who are they when it comes to schitas begodim? If you squeeze a beged and the liquid comes out and you don't want the liquid, that will not be an issa min haTorah, that will be an issa min derabanan. So, let's learn now a shtikel in yonin legabi dosh. Why? What happened to malabin? So the ma'isa malabin is not negated to us. When it comes to the issa of malabin, it's not going to be negated to a baby wipe, it's not going to be negated to anything whatsoever. Why? Because the issa of malabin is dafka when I don't want the liquid. We're discussing over here a case when I want the liquid. That's reason number one. And we'll get to other reasons also. Let's go into a little bit of Hilchos Dosh, and then Beis Hashem, you're going to see how this is so negeah to a case of a baby wipe. Number one, says the Gemara in Shabbos, I ain't hearing about others. Says the Gemara, a klal godl in Hilchos Shabbos, ein disha ela begidulei karka. In order to be over on dosh, again, all of these points on these kudos are so choshev when it comes to a baby wipe. Ein disha ela begidulei karka means as follows. It means, in order to be over on the issa d'oraisa of dosh, it has to be that you're dealing with a gedulei karka. Now, the shaila is, in the Gemara already, what has to be a gedulei karka? Does it have to be the thing absorbed inside, or does it have to be the casing around it? So the Prima Godim in Akadoma to Simon Shin, Chof, Nerechayim, and Egle Talsik, Godin Zayin, and many others tell us that the item that has to be gedulei karka in order to make it Dosh Min HaTorah is the casing. That means we don't care what goes on inside. Where the liquid came from inside doesn't bother me. If the casing is gedulei karka, that's dosh min ha-toira. So for example, I'll just give you one example. It's nageya. Normally when somebody calls me to tell me, Baruch Hashem, they had a baby, the first thing I'll normally tell them is, after obviously the baby wipe shayla, is the problem hazoi. When you leave the hospital, they give you cotton wool swabs full of alcohol to put on the belly button. Why? So it shouldn't get infected. Right, and you've got to do it a few times a day, whatever it is. They might as well give you a whole stack to take home with you. I always tell them, don't use this on Shabbos. And that's poshen. And it's a little bit different to a baby wipe, but it's the same idea. The cotton that's made from is gedulei karka. So memela, that's gedulei karka, ein dosh ela begedulei karka, and that's an issa min hatoyah mamish. But that would explain, maybe it could be maker for a baby, that we'll get to. That's number one, the gabi dosh. It has to be that the casing is gedulei karka. Number two, like we said, by melaben, it doesn't bother me where the water goes that I squeeze out, because I want the baguette cleaner. Masha engi, when it comes to dosh,
You can't tell me, ooh, what's the difference where the liquid comes out from? Forget! Here it makes the difference where the liquid comes from. Why? Because the holy state of dosh is to remove the inner thing from the outer thing because I want the inner thing. So the mele as follows. When I squeeze liquid out of a beggar, if I want the liquid, that's an oraisa. If I don't want the liquid, that's what we call a classic melocha she'enu tzricha l'gufa. It's not how it was done, like it's done in the Mishkan. And that would be an Issa Durabonon. It's a very starker Durabonon. It's not a regular Durabonon. Because it was a Duraisa that for a technical reason turned into a Durabonon. But I'll call upon him, if you don't want the liquid, that is a classic melocha she'enu tzricha l'gufa. Okay. And number three, what's the halacha with Schita Cyrus? Sends the Gemara in Shabbos, Kukhov Chesamad Beis. And it gives us against the Gemara, we're not going to go into the Gemara now, but the Gemara tells us, Ein Schita Basal. Meaning, when it comes to a hair, when it comes to a non-fabric, there's no such thing as Schita. Why? Pashut. Because when water absorbs in a cloth, it goes into the fibers of the cloth. So Memela, when I squeeze it out, I'm squeezing it out of the fibers. Masha'inka, when you have hair, nothing gets absorbed in the hair itself. It gets trapped between the hairs. Says the Gemara, Ein Schita Basalus. Says the Rambam, but the Rabbanon there is. So we mean that's how we pass in Alocha Lemais and Shulchan Aruch. That Avada in Ochanami Midaraisa, there's no Schita with hair. But Midarabonon, there is Schita with hair, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah and Shenchovov and many other places tell us that if a person goes to the Heilige Mikvah on Shabbos Kodesh, you got to be careful for Schita Cyrus. Don't squeeze out the hair, because that will be not a Daraisa, it will be a Durabonon. Now, so the Mela, what comes out is as follows. If you have, for example, a sponge, you have a sponge, and this sponge absorbs liquid. To squeeze the liquid out of the sponge is a daraisa. Why? Because it's absorbed in the fibers itself. Masha'enkin, if you have, let's say, for example, a toothbrush, heilige toothbrush, or you have one of those scrubbers that people use to scrub dishes, or you have a baby bottle brush, you know, with the bristles going out. All of these things are a shaila of dosh midrabonon. Schita Cyrus is an issa drabonon. What's the lomdus pashut? Because when you have a baby brush, or you have a baby, or you have one of these bristle things, whatever it is, and water gets over there by a toothbrush, it's very, very, very clear. When you put it under water and you squeeze, something comes out. Try this test yourself. Take a toothbrush, put it under water, take it away from the water, squeeze. You'll see something comes out. Now, in maladaber, there's no machlekes over here. Nothing gets absorbed in the strands of the toothbrush. No way. How does it work? It gets trapped in between the actual, because the bristles are so tightly packed, so it mainly gets trapped in between, and that's what we call, that's called mamish, regular schitas cyrus. It's a drabonon, who are dealing with the hair, who are dealing with all of these sorts of things. So memela, wash it. If it's a fabric, that's an isadaraisa. If it's not a fabric, it's only a solid thing that it gets trapped in between, that will be an issa midrabon. Okay, now Rabbeisai, we're going to learn a shtikl shulchan aruch ourselves. We went to the Gemaras, we know what dosh is all about. Let's learn a shtikl shulchan aruch, and let's see Rabbeisai, where we can find the Mishnah Berurah himself discussing baby wipes. It works as follows. Again, this is Siman Shulchan Aruch that comes from the Gemara that we mentioned before, and it works as follows. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shinchov, Sif Yud Ches. And the Shulchan Aruch over here is talking about exactly the case that we mentioned in the beginning, and that is a barrel of wine. This barrel of wine has a hole in it, and there's a tap. You stick the tap in with a towel wrapped around it, and every time you stick it in and take it out, liquid comes out. Wine, for example, from the barrel, the shayla and the gemara is only allowed to do it. Says the gemara, chovish shabob gubkak shel pishton listo mekev shabodoy fair sheretzi boy hayayim. Sukh the shulchan aruch la locha yesh mi shemati. There are those that say it's mutter. V'yaf al pishi efshi shol yischoit. Aye, it's a psikreisha, and we know psikreisha is also v'hu shnei tacht of kli. That's a big yisoid. As long as there's no utensil under the barrel, under where the tap is, and what's the yisod of that utensil? To take the wine, very good, so it shouldn't go to ibud, to keep all the wine that gets squeezed out of the cloth. Says the Shulchan Aruch, okay, ben she'ein nene b'schita zu, since I'm not having a hana from the schita, because why? It's going on the floor, have a psikureisha, jilei nichalei umuta. That's the first shita in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, v'cholku alov omru, those are cholik. It's true that when you don't have a cleat of a couple of wine that spills out, that's a loy nichalei. Of a kidam sigreishu also. Once it's a psik reisha, it doesn't bother me that the liquid is holichli ibud and goes out into the garbage. Because the mice is a psik reisha. And we pass in the Shulchan Aruch and say, Mishin Amit Zayin Halacha, that if even if something is dovish, she'enem is chavin, if it's a psik reisha, it's asa. Kule Amo Maskim, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, everyone. Zudu Mechabe, Vaita, V'ha'olim Neigin Hatta B'dova, people are makel. What does it mean, people are makel? Says the Mishnah Berurah, people are even more makel. And they put a kli underneath it itself. We have a limud shchus, that since the barza is a ruka, since it's a long tap, chutz narrow is in yad begas, and narrow, mutu midid havi esfoik. Okay, we're not going to go into the sugya, but just to explain to you as follows, there's a shittas arrived. And that's as follows. If, for example, you have a sponge, now you have to know that our sponges nowadays are very, 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 very squeezable, and any amount that you squeeze, water is going to come out of Psikresha Vadai. A mold of pshat was a sponge needed a lot more work. The Ravid came along and told us a big chiddush, that if you have a sponge with a handle on it, in other words, you have a sponge with a handle, and you hold it from the handle, it's not a Psikresha that anything is going to come out. So the main of the Shulchan Aruch over here, and the Mishnah Berurah is explaining over here, there are two heterim that a person is allowed to use something which basically is a shayla of a baby wipe. This is Be'etzim the Makor in Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah for a baby wipe. This is classic baby wipe. Why? Poshut. Sorry? Why is it classic baby wipe? Poshut. Here I have a cloth absorbed with liquid, and I'm pushing the cloth. Liquid is coming out. What's the halacha? Classic baby wipe. Zug the Shulchan Aruch, Paskin the Mishnah Berurah, you need two tonight. It has to be number one, not a psik reisha. Number two, it has to be that the water is holich li'ibut. Okay, so now that we know what's how the Shulchan Aruch, let's go to Halacha Lemaisa. Bang smack, let's go straight into the Halacha Lemaisa. Number one, we're going to speak out Lemaisa, then we'll speak out the stories. When it comes to a baby wipe, are you over on either Malabin or you're over on Dosh? So Lemaisa, we already said, Malabin you're not over, a Dover Poshet, why? Zuk the Har Tzvi, Zuk many Boiskin, Fiteliezer, Shevet. The lady says this for her, that what's he say to Malabin? I said in the beginning, Malabin is the pshat that I have liquid, I have dirt inside my fabric, and I'm squeezing the liquid out, why? To make it cleaner. What do you do by a baby wipe? You're squeezing it out to make it cleaner? No. Forget! This is Mamish Baket to Malabin. Here the baby wipe becomes what? Mam comes much dirtier. Mamay that's a vada, not Malabin. Who are then also, with Moshe's is Mafurish, there's no Malabin for something you're going to throw out. As far as I know, most people throw out baby wipes. Mamay there's no Shaila Malabin. What we're left with is a Shaila of Dosh. Is there Dosh or not? And according to the Klolim that we spelled out in the beginning of the Sheh, there's a vada and a vada Shaila of Dosh. And I'm going to speak up, I'm going to go straight to Lachal Maisa, then we'll speak up as far as. Number one, Rabbi Sai. I called up a fellow actually, who's a manager, a floor manager of one of the biggest manufacturers of baby wipes in this country. And I said to him, how many types of baby wipes do you make? He says to me, over 1,000 types. It's one factory, and this one factory produces, come out every single type of baby wipe. You see in the store, every different shop member says have at least 5 different types of baby wipe. It's all from the same factory. Again, there could be differences in all different, you know, companies and the different specifications, whatever it may be. Oh, but he told me I make over 1,000 types. Over 1,000 types. Now, the mice, I asked him as follows. I said to him, listen, in order to be a Shaila of Dosh, I have to know what these things are made from. So, Ma will explain, but the Maisi, he told me that Avada and Avada, there's Gedulei Karka in every single one. And he said, it has to be that way. There has to be cotton in there. Cotton is Gedulei Karka. Because if you don't have cotton in there, it ruins the machine. It makes the machine not good. It can't all be from a synthetic material. So, the Maisi, that's number one. Most of the baby wipes come out, 99% of every baby wipe that you'll be getting, it's from Gedulei Karka. And how much Gedulei Karka? Obviously, it depends on the company, depends on the make, but there will definitely be some Gedulei Karka. Number two, the liquid is for sure, this is what he told me also, I was Mubar, that the liquid is for sure absorbed inside Mamish. As long as the liquid is absorbed inside. Number three, Rabbi Isai, Psik Reisha. I had someone came over to me, says to me, it's not a Psik Reisha. It's not a Psik Reisha. Did you ever change a baby in your life? He says, well, I don't know. No. Never change a baby. Anybody that changes a baby knows 100% there's a psikresha going on over here. Mark would explain all these different inyonim. Is it nichalei? What am I saying? Is it nichalei? Huh. Why are you getting yourself a tissue? I'd rather it's nichalei. And number three, and number four, and number five, where we're holding, is it's not holich le'i, but this will explain. Rabbi said, because of this, because of these svaris, kibat roi gedolei oilam. have paskin lahalocha, that to use a baby wipe is an issa min ha toira. Now, I have over here a list. I'll just give the olim the list. It goes as follows. Verses of olim, ready for this? Okay. Ready for this? This week from Vitzik Barkovich Shlita, that he told me Avada and Avada, these poskim are holding, we're dealing with the Doraisa. I have over here a letter. Das Gedoyle Hador. Oydei Sashimush, Vimachlez Lach, Bekitz, the baby wipes. Rav Shleim Zalman, Orbach Zatzal. Rav Vozna Shlita, Rav Anashev Zatzal, Rav Nissan Kavelet. The Gedoyle Oylem, the Gedoyle poskim have paskin that we're dealing over here with an Issa Gomel, and if it's Gedoyle Karka, like Rumavar, it's an Issa Min Ha Teira Mamish. Now, Rabbi say, Hold on a second. There are those that come along and say, hold on a minute, Ramosha was Meikel. Kach, many people told me after the shiur that I gave in a different place. They said, Ramosha was Meikel. So, in Achanami, there is a tshuva for Ramosha in Chaim Chelik Beis. The tshuva for Ramosha in Chelik Beis over there is talking about paper. And he's talking about when you have paper and it spills and you're wiping up with paper and all these sorts of things. He's the Maisa make it over there because it doesn't get absorbed in the paper. So when it comes to a Moshe, yeah, very good. I have my Talmidim for a Moshe that I call up. I have a Rav in Lakewood that I call up always, who's a Talmud of Moshe, who's mummish in the same building as with Moshe. And I asked him, was Rav Moshe Meikel? He said, absolutely not. Rav Reuven Feinstein, the Heiliger son for Ramosha, said, partially, like you said, that Avada Ramosha was talking about a regular piece of paper that you write in. And of course the water doesn't get absorbed. The man to use that to speak to clean something or whatever is Avada going to be mutter. But Avada Ramosha, he told me, would it be machmeh in a baby wipe? Rabbi said, it's partially. Everybody knows what a sponger cloth is, right? A sponger cloth. Would anyone in their right mind take a sponger and start sponging on Shabbos? Chas v'sholem. Why? Signature, Michele, Dosh, Minatoya, Minis no Gudule Kauka, Layadea, Obavad is a Shadim Minatoya. Number three, there's a Shita with Shleim Zalman Orbach. With Shleim Zalman Orbach also. Yesha, there are those that told me that Levaisa was Meikel. I found out Levaisa, there were excuses for that Rav Moshe had to be Meikel. Svar number one, Holech Le'ibut. Svar number two, Shafik Signesha. Svar number three, it's not absorbed inside. And svar number four is it's not called a Maisa Schita. It's called a Maisa wiping. It's not called a Maisa Schita Bechlal. The Maisa of Och Hashem had the schus of sitting with his Heilige son, Shlita, Rav Israel, Orbach Shlita, who told me the whole thing is wrong. Rav Shlomo Zalman, his father, was Machmed. So we don't have a Rav Moshe, who everyone says is Meikel. We don't have a Rav Shlomo Zalman that people are saying are Meikel. And even if, by the way, there are letters that were printed afterwards, even if you want to say that MS Rav Shlomo Zalman was Meikel, we do have letters that Rav Shlomo Zalman himself was Chayzer on that original psak for many different reasons why we have to be Machmed. Now the Maisa, the Falk from Gateshead, the Olam knows, Mamish, a tremendous, tremendous buck in Hilchas Shabbos, tremendous Meikel. Somebody came over to me once after a shiur and says his wife learned by Rafalk, Mamish, a Talmud Muvuk of Rafalk in Sem over there, and she said, Rafalk holds us mutter to use a baby wipe. I said, excuse me? I said, it can't be. Said, yeah, I'll check. Came out the next day, yeah. She said she learned in Sem, 100%. You're allowed to use a baby wipe, that's what he said. I said, I have no problem calling him, but you know, Nebuchadnezzar, I don't want to cause him to spit. Call him, that's what he said. I called him up, but he almost had a heart attack on the spot. He pushed and said, it can't be, it's Osagomel. He held it, it's a mamish, can we raise a Gedoyle Poskim? So I told him, but that's what you said in Sem. He said, I'm going to Sem tomorrow, I'm telling them all, Osagomel. And that's the Maisa what he did. Now, the Maisa again, we have a list of Gedoyle Oilam over here that hold that to use a baby wipe is a Nisadoraisa. Now, I'm going to give you a few poskim. Note the words, Rabbi say. Gedoyle Oilam are holding it's an Issa Minat Torah, and Yochai is skila for it. Now, all Rabbonim, that says mutter.
Now, first of all, you have to be very careful. Someone once came over to me and told me a certain Rav in England was Makel. I called up this Rav. He said, I'm talking about, I never said such a thing, or maybe I only said it in a certain case. Whatever. You've got to be very, very careful. Like I always say, you're on a tightrope between two buildings. Either you're not going to fall, or you are going to fall. If the Gedolei Poskim and come out, all the Gedolei Poskim that we have in generations now and a few years ago, or Paskim that you're valley going to fall, it's an Issim in that Torah. A few Poskim ought to be Makel. So, number one, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchose, for example, is quoted to be Makel. You look inside the Shmir Shabbos, he's talking about paper. He's talking about non-Gidule Karka. Our baby wipes that we explained that we were Bavari of Vadi Gidule Karka, men have nothing to talk about. Number two, there is a Shmur that if David Feinstein was Makel, Leyadea, haven't yet had time to be Bavari it, you have to be Bavari another time. What bothered me tremendously is when I saw in a famous Jewish family magazine, no names mentioned, and the money said there was an advert there of a baby wipe company, and it said over there that this baby wipe is muyuchad because it's mutter to use on Shabbos Kodesh. And you can imagine what Boisai, you can imagine the response. No wonder such a choshev, everybody buys this magazine because it's got all the colors over there. This baby wipe, they said, is mutter to use on Shabbos. What's the heter? So they had printed over there a little part of a letter from Yechezkel Roth. Choshev, a massive Talmud Chacham, huge Pesach in America. Big Chassidish Pesach. Yechezkel Roth. So I said, this sounds a bit funny over here. So what do? I don't believe the advert in this magazine. So what do? I contact the company that make it. I said, send me the letter from Yechezkel Roth. They send me the letter. I have a book that anybody wants to see afterwards. I have a copy here of the letter itself in full, not like in this magazine that they put the top bit with his name on it, or the bottom bit with his with a little signature over there. Every year, the Meisa, he has a Gansu machine, you can see a Gansu shoe over here. The Meisa, he paskins that since they only use a type of plastic or something that's not Gidule Karka as the actual material for the baby wipe, number one. Number two, you're not pushing so much. Number three, you're using a few layers of them. Because of all this, because you're not pushing, you can be Makel. Now everybody said, let's talk about one sug of baby wipe that you can find on the market. Later, if you can find it anymore in America, I don't know. Oh, but Enachanami, we're coming to Ruvim and not pressing hard. Everybody said, Chas v'Shalom. Oh, but I don't know if Rebbe Chetzkeloff really changed so many diapers in his life. I did, Baruch Hashem. And you know that you sometimes have to push hard to get it off over there. So Mamela, is pushing going to be a shaila of pushing? So that's number one, you haven't got that heter anymore. Now, let's move on to what the svaros of the Mekilim. And then we'll see what Rabbi said, a demonstration, because people don't even realize how much water is inside a baby wipe. And then we'll speak out what the aces are, the halacha and the maisa. Okay, so there are common svaros that you'll hear in the streets that people are saying, oh, baby wipe's mutter because of this. Okay. So again, we've already explained Gedolei Poskim, it's an Issa D'Oraisa. Let's go with some of the Svaros to be Makel. Number one, they want a Taina. Svaro number one to be Makel is it's not absorbed inside. It's resting on the top. There's a Chosh of the Sefer Nechosh Shabbos, which Grather found out that one of the companies that he found out was that everything rests on the top, and that's a Makel to be Makel, because that's no Shechita. Now, by the way, that's only one type. Most of the types that you get, again, according to the Mumcha, the floor manager in this manufacturing company that makes over 1,000 types of wipes, he told me, what are you talking about? Every wipe, the longest is to get it inside. And Rabbi Yosef told me a Poshad Araya. Listen to this Araya, a Mayudik Araya, to show that it's not on the top and it's inside. Take a baby wipe and softly and gently place it on top of a piece of toilet paper. If all the liquid is on top, so there should now be on this toilet paper so much liquid that you now can wipe a baby. The Metzius, I think everybody here knows, is Nishtazai. The Metzius is if you put a baby wipe, what do you mean we'll do the demonstration after? Is you put it on a nice piece of paper, a nice piece of tissue paper softly, Kamadi won't even be wet. Why? Because it needs to squeeze. You need to get it out over there. Mimela, just like the fact that it's lying on the top is not enough to make a baby wipe. Mimela, that's about not going to be a reason to be Makel. Reason number two, Gedule Karka. So this again, there are some baby wipes which are not Gedule Karka. We'll explain in a few minutes a different type of top one from Antwerp they came out with. Oh, but the Maisa, like I said, the film around the Metzius, rave of the baby wipes that we have cotton in them, it's Gedule Karka. Gedule Karka is Dosh, and that's the Pesach of the Gemara, and that's La Locha Le Maisa. Number two, that was number two to be Makel. We haven't got that Mokka to be Makel. Number three, Dovah She'ena Mischaven. Lo Yadei Rabbi Say. How can you taina it's a Dovah She'ena Mischaven? It's Vada Mischaven. It's Vada Psikvesha. And it's Vada Nichalei.
Because that's what you're using a baby wipe for. Go get a tissue, and a mai. The kavana is, when you get a tissue, it's for the liquid to come out and get rid of all of the schmutz over there on the baby. So maybe that's a vada, a mokim, again, not to be makel. Reason number four, holech li'ibud. Some tisfora. They're tainering. It's holech li'ibud. We said by dosh. To be over the rice of dosh, is it has to be, you need the liquid. Oh, but you don't need the liquid. It's holech li'ibud. It goes on the baby, it goes on the floor, it goes in the garbage can. Who needs it? A boy said, this is poshut. Holech li'ibud is not the pshat you need to drink it. It's not the pshat you need to eat it. Holech li'ibud is the pshat you need this liquid. Let me ask you, do you need the liquid? Vada, you need the liquid. How are you going to get the schmutz off the baby? So a vada, the vada. It's called a not holech li'ibud. It's something that you need. And a vada, there's no mockery to be made from number four. Number five. They tell you it's not a psikvesha. Sofik psikvesha, that means deity. I think anybody that touches a baby wipe, it's a psikvesha on your fingers the minute you take it out of the packet. It's vada, a psikvesha. There's no shiloh whatsoever. We also have the smara of Kama Poiskim that holds a psikvesha in Mshechas. We can't get into this right now. Somebody once came to Rabbi Scheinberg and they said, Rabbi Scheinberg, I'll press softly. If I press softly, it's not going to be a psik reisha. So, Baruch Hashem, I have the tshuva over here. Don't have Scheinberg that he himself wrote many, many years ago on baby wipes. And he brings this taina of people that say, ooh, maybe I'll press softly. And he says, no. So, well, Scheinberg's that's how posh it. That since the derech during the week is to press hard, and that's the way to use them. So you can't come along on Shabbos and say, oh, Shabbos, I'll be careful, and I'll press it softly. The Maimon of Scheinberg, Paskin Halacha, also, you cannot use a baby wipe even softly. Reason number six. I only have kavanah to remove the water that's tefeach hamanas latfiach. Right, against the sugya now, lomdus we're not going to get into. Of Halacha Lamaisa, I'm giving you the reason why this is not a taina. Number one, if you come and reshine it, Rambam, Tosus, Meiri, Vechulei, they hold like this. That even if it's only a little bit of water, that's tefeach shaloya manas latfiach, it's still going to be awesome. Number one. Reason number two, there's a moira to arrive it. The ravid says, even if it's a small amount of liquid, that's shaloya manas latfiach, or if you're out survey, then it becomes osa. And every single little bit of water in this baby wipe, everybody's achshavei. If you achshavei, give it chashivas, and the meilos of the ravid, it's going to be osa. Reason number three is the shade of tefech, shaloy menach latzviach, according to the Biskarov, is a din of chatzisheh. Chatzisheh by Shabbos, as we know, is osa min hatoyah. And the last taina that they want to say is the gabe achoyla. We know, oh, Baruch Hashem, Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Chav Ches, the third sheet over there, which is Be'etim Sheet, is Ramban, which the Mishnah Berurah goes with, for a choyle she'im bo'y sakona, you're allowed to do, and this is the Rabbanon, or the Shinoi. Again, he's Cholkin, maybe in a sakona's Eba, there's a Rav Shulchan Aruch, I'm not getting into it right now, not a sugya. They want a taina that since a tzorich of a cotton is a choyle she'im bo'y sakona, so mamela what? I'm doing this for a child, for a choyle. The mice is Dover Poshet. It's a mamish of Dover Poshet. I found this after in the Milcha Sitzchok. It's a passion. A choylish emes akonah means this helps the choyla. This doesn't help the choyla. This helps you. The father, the heilige tata, he wants to wipe easy. He wants to make his life easier. That's not called you're doing it. The same of choylish emes akonah. Memela, there's a vada, no heter whatsoever to squeeze a baby wipe in that situation. I'm going to get into both sides. I want to get this share. I once brought in about 5 or 6 different types of baby wipes. We haven't got time right now to do that because I didn't manage to get everybody's baby wipes. Oh, but people are scared already now to give me baby wipes. I once had a meiser by me. So I was in Chostowitz. Somebody knocked on the front door as a child and said, can we borrow a packet of baby wipes? And it was Shabbos. I said, excuse me, we're not Machal Shabbos in this house. Never, the poor child went back crying. No, Chas V'Sholem. Oh, but everyone said, I had another meiser in the house where somebody knocked on the door and said, can we borrow a packet of baby wipes? Before I even got a chance to... before I got a chance, my kids in the background said, Mokta! It's Mokta! There's the chinuch in the house. I've had it with Mokta. Sorry? That's a bada. Let me get back to a boy's side. Let's look at, by the way, you should know something. People taina, when it comes to a baby wipe, if you get the ones that are not so wet, so that's better, right? Forget a boy's side. It's worse. Because when they're wet, when they're less wet, what do you have to do? You have to work starker to get the liquid out. The mamela, it's about going to be a problem. Okay, so let's just get one push up in the middle of the packet before we speak out all the eights. Oh, this has already been squeezed. Okay, you know, this one's already been squeezed. Oh, but just to show the oil and poshut, if you go try yourself a baby wipe,
don't use it then.
So, it could be this one's already squeezed. No, nishkefeila, what's enough gemina? We'll try our best. We'll give siap dishmai, what you say? There's a suck liquid that comes out of a baby wipe, lemaisa. Rabbi say, what are the eitzes la locha? What are the eitzes?
Number one, you have to know is as follows. There is a baby wipe that Lebaisa Sim came from Antwerp, and it actually was made with oil, not with liquid, it's made with oil, and it's made also from a type of fabric material. In other words, they don't have liquid inside it, it's actually oil inside it. It's an oily thing that comes onto your fingers, and it's not actually gedule karka. There are some poskim that are making on such a thing, because it's not gedule karka, it's not a situation that will be squeezed because it's only oil on the top. Again, there's a mokrim, maybe, to be makel. Kach shamati from Reb Israel Orbach, I took it to him, I showed it to him, I showed it to Reb Falkschlitter, avada and avada, not, Reb Israel Orbach told me poshut. Wipe it on the table, and you'll see, something comes out, and gets left, an impression gets left on the table, and memela avada, it's awesome. So what is the eitzah? What's the eitzah l'alocha l'maisa? You want to get yourself a baby wipe. You want to use it on Shabbos. What do you do? So Rav Scheinberg, in this tshuva that I have over here, says the eitzah number one, and all the poskim will mask him to this, is you take your baby wipe before Shabbos, you give it a good squeeze, and once you've given it a good squeeze, you've basically got most of the liquid out, and by the time you come to use it, it will basically be basically dry. Now, he paskin, that's about to get a mimuta, and that's what a lot of people in Klal Yisrael do. I want to get the chanukah. A lot of people in Klal Yisrael, sorry?
What do you gain by that?
What you gain is very simple. Because when you use a tissue, it tears. So you push, you got yourself a thicker type of tissue. Also, it doesn't leave such a bad smell. Okay. Or with Shaima Paskin Avada, that's going to be Mutter. There was some person that will chaylik on that. They want to tie it to Gzeira because we know the Shulchan Aruch and the Chassim Kippah, but we can't get into it right now. Now, look at the Maisa, there's a market to be making, number one. Number two, other. No, you're there. Don't know. Next Eitzah. There are some person that want to say if you spray the baby with a liquid before. Spray the baby first and then use the baby wipe. That's more makel. Why? Bosh it. Because now I don't need the liquid of it coming out anymore. I'm not interested in the liquid coming out. Anything that comes out is takado yikale. Why? Because I have enough liquid I sprayed on the baby without having to come onto the baby wipe. So I'm using a baby wipe. Thank you. Bosh it. Just so it shouldn't tear. So it should be nicer for my fingers, for nicer for my hand. So maybe that's another eater that some place can want to do. But I go with the bosh it, the eater. I mean, there's one eater that Alta Mensch one told me. He said, what are you taking baby wipes for? What are you doing a baby wipe? Tell them the old Mahalach. He said to me, the Alta Mensch with a white beard. He said, what's the Alta Mahalach? Well, I tried it one time. But I said, it was a Modica Mahalach. You take the baby over to the sink. You put on the water and you wipe the baby. Kedarka. This is the Mahalach. Enochanami. This is the Mahalach. That's what you do. Lemaisa, a lot of people can't take that. So what I do is push it. Sorry? No, one eva, no problem. It's cold water and it's a one eva. Now, Lemaisa, the last eva, this is what I do, is I take regular tissues. Poshida, regular. Just 2 more minutes. Take regular poshida tissues and the mela. What I do is take regular tissues, I spray the baby, and I wipe the baby in that mahalach, and there's absolutely no shy whatsoever. Rabbi say, lesikum gomu. Lesikum. A baby wipe is an issa min haTorah because A, it's gedulei karka. B, it's nichalei. 3, it's a psik reisha. 4, Vita svaris. Again, I'm not saying there's no such thing as a baby wipe that maybe some poskim will be makel. There are some rabbis out there that are makel. Gedolei poskim, paskim, it's an issa min haTorah. Just like nobody over here would do anything that's even a shaila on Pesach of eating chometz, or for example, not to light the Heilige Menorah, which is an issa de Rabbanon. Over here we're discussing something that roid gedolei oilam paskim, it's an issa min haTorah, and the mela, a person should stay far away from such a thing.